Sirius Real Estate released its annual results today, and you'd be hard-pressed to find a property stock that had a good pandemic, but Sirius is certainly one of those rare beneficiaries. Not only does it operate in Europe's powerhouse, Germany, but the kind of properties it owns, industrial parks, found favour among entrepreneurs and corporate refugees who flocked to shorter-term, smaller units, while demand for storage units went off the Richter scale, according to the company. Profit before tax was almost 48% better. Funds from operations grew 9% to €61 million, and it upped the second half dividend 10% to 1.98 cents a share. Andrew Coombs is the CEO and joins me now. Andrew, as I said, not too many companies have actually upped the dividend after a pandemic year. And perhaps we could just talk about the smart space that you offer, because it does seem as if there was a shift in what people wanted to rent. Do you think that was a sort of a pandemic phenomenon that will be temporary, or is this kind of a new way of taking office space?
Yeah, I think we're seeing a development in the market. And you're absolutely right. This is now the 14th consecutive period that Sirius has increased its dividend. So since we listed on Johannesburg Stock Exchange in December 2014, this is now the 14th time consecutively that we have announced an increased dividend.
Yeah.
And Smart Space does definitely help with that. Our Smart Space products are typically products that people pay a fixed fee for rather than a normal ongoing rental for. And
okay,
in the case of our Smart Space offices, these are all in our business parks on the edge of town. So they're away from the city centres.
Yes.
And what we've been finding in the last few months is tenants who have been signing up have been saying, look, we normally work in the central business districts. We either work for ourselves or we work in a large business, and we're not comfortable about going back to those offices 5 days a week, but we are comfortable coming to the edge of the town and spending 3 or 4 days working from an office for one or two people on a business park.
Yeah.
And we are benefiting from that because those people are choosing to spend less of their time at home, less of their time than they would have done before the pandemic in the CBD, but a lot more of the town of their time on business parks on the edge of town.
Yeah, Andrew, it is only 6% of your actual total lettable space. Is that going to grow significantly, or is it going to stay sub 10% for the foreseeable future?
Well, we've always said that we've got the headroom for that to grow to 15%.
Okay.
And we've always said we'll save that headroom for a time when there's a significant shift in the market. And that could be this time. And don't forget, although it's 6%, it's 50% more profitable than our conventional space. So you've got, you know, opportunity in terms of the capacity, and you've got a 50% uplift in the return that it gives to the business.
Yeah. I mean, that's amazing. Does it mean, though, that you have to convert a lot of the existing space that you have to these kind of smart spaces?
It's less about conversion and more about subdivision.
Okay.
The space is already there and converted. We just need to cut it into smaller parts. And we can do that relatively inexpensively.
Yeah. Andrew, I mean, your dividend performance has been stellar. And you mentioned since 2014, the results this year were great. But the occupancy levels overall weren't especially brilliant at 87%. I mean, you must be relatively happy with that. But how would you get that up?
So we are concerned about occupancy, but we increased occupancy by 2%. And Sirius is an unusual business model. Most property companies would want to see that occupancy up in the 90%
yeah.
and would be happy with incremental increases in rent. Our thinking is the exact opposite. We increased our rent roll by 5.2%, which in European standards with sub 2% inflation is reasonable.
Yeah.
But the way we did it is 2/3 by increasing price, 1/3 by increasing occupancy. So yes, we want the occupancy to go up, but we want to be continually buying more vacancy to make sure that we've got enough of a runway of vacancy to be able to increase price as we slowly move occupancy. You see, price for us is a bigger effect than the likelihood of us increasing occupancy year on year.
Yeah.
So we do focus on occupancy, but price is more important.
Yeah. Andrew, you seem to go into areas that people don't want to go into. I mean, and also parks on the outskirts of towns can be quite grim, especially in sort of industrial towns and or cities in Germany. Are you the only player there, or have people started to see what you're doing and there's a bit of a scrap for space? What is the market like?
Lots more players are coming in. And most recently, over the last year, we have seen, you know, sovereign wealth funds. We have seen money come from outside Germany, the Korean pension fund. We have seen insurance money come through Swiss Life and, of course, with us, you know, through AXA. So this asset class in Germany is becoming more and more attractive. It's becoming more and more sought after. And what we're seeing is as other people recognize some of the potential issues going forward with other asset classes, the yield here is tightening and there are more and more people chasing the assets that fall into this category in Germany.
Isn't that a problem for you though? Because you want to buy these assets cheaply, improve them and then rent them out or eventually sell them on, and you don't seem to be particularly wedded to your assets. You seem quite happy to do that. So if more people are coming in, more money is chasing this real estate, does it actually make your life quite tricky?
Well, it's both a problem and an opportunity. It's an opportunity that's led to a 135 million euro increase in valuation in this period. But it's a difficulty in as much as we have to work harder to find the properties that we buy. Now, we've got over 300 people in 60 different locations in Germany. And last year, we looked at over 1,000 opportunities to buy less than 10 properties. And we're going to have to work even harder this year. But the good news is we've got the resources and we're dedicated enough to know how to do it. But it's not getting any easier. Having said that, you know, hard work is not a bad thing, particularly if it brings you good returns.
Yeah, synonym for life, really. Andrew, we have to leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. Andrew Coombs, the CEO of Sirius Real Estate.